Other side, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Please stop the outpouring on social media, Tom and Ollie, across Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, about our producer, Belle, leaving. I mean, she made the choice, guys. She's the one that's leaving us.
Don't feel sorry for her. It's
Don't
a trap.
Feel sorry for it at all.
It's one of those traps that she lays.
Oh, can't believe it. It's absolutely
Let's
insane.
Let's get sexy, Tom.
Let's get into it.
Triple M's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Let's finally get sexy. Let's get into it, Ollie. You know I love to give you some help every now and then, you know? I love to help you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, how old are you again?
20, just turned 28.
28? Woof. Things are getting on, aren't they?
Yeah.
How long have you been together with your long-term girlfriend?
Oh, yes. Don't go through this. 7 years.
Seven years?
Yes, yes.
Jeez.
You said get sexy? This is not sexy.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, do you have any grandparents? Or does Sarah have grandparents?
Yes.
Surely they must be getting clucky and
I have
wanting...
a grandma. The rest are gone. What are you laughing?
Sorry.
Why'd you laugh? Well, that my grandparents have passed on. You're laughing. You're a bad guy. Anyway, what were you saying?
Well, I mean, Ollie, there will come a point in your life, there comes a point in every man's life when he has to face the facts that he may have children. Oh, God. And when that happens, Ollie, I've heard, the sex stops.
Mm-hmm.
The sex just absolutely stops.
Well, it goes hard for a while there to get the kid.
That's true.
And then once that's done, though, it's over.
But, you know, don't take it from me.
Well, you know my theory. It's not my theory. I've heard it being bandied around.
Yeah.
You put a jelly bean into a jar for every time you have sex between the engagement and the wedding.
Yeah.
The jar will fill up. Yeah. Take a bean out for every time you have sex after the wedding, and you will not empty the jar in your life.
That's not a fact. No.
That's a fact.
I think you've got it wrong there. I think it's a game that you play where you should try and empty the jar.
Oh, is it? Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Nom, nom, nom. I just like jelly beans.
That's your game. I wish I had diabetes.
Well, Ollie, you're going to have kids at some point and probably pretty soon, I'd imagine. And so I thought, you know, I'm not really ready for kids. I mean, the gay world, you know, we don't have kids who are like, I don't know, 60. So... Here's what I thought. 133353. Let's get your help. Those that already have kids. And let's ask the question to help Ollie. How do you have sex with kids around?
Oh, Jesus.
How do you have sex with kids around?
Yeah, let's not pause too long. It's a good question though, Tom. Is there a trick to it? Are there cheats? Are there ways of getting around the children being there?
I watched that Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri the other night.
That great film
that was up for an Oscar.
Great film.
Right? And in that, the dad puts soft toys around with magnets on them, puts his two daughters on the mat and says, now, there's certain rules about this game. You're not allowed off the mat and you have to try and pick up every single one with the fishing rod with the magnet on it. All right?
Oh, is that what
and
that
don't
was
leave
for?
The mat.
I didn't know why the kids are playing that game.
And it's so that the mum and dad could go off and have a little rumpy pumpy while the kids were playing the game. So 133353, let's help Ollie out. How do you have sex with kids around? How do you have sex with kids around?
How do you have sex with kids,
around?
Don't pause too long.
Sorry. How do you have sex with kids around?
Yeah, that's it. Need your help.
133353. Help Ollie out because it's inevitable.
Wait, sorry, I didn't ask.
It's probably pretty soon.
I said need your help. I don't need your help. I've got kids. It's not happening immediately.
Going to happen soon. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. The nips are getting bigger. What? Oh, Jesus, cold in here. Mental as anything. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It is, of course, a wacky Wednesday. And we're actually taking a little break, 2 weeks off. So this is our last show for a little bit. But don't worry, you'll have the, what they call a best of on. Oh, jeez.
People love the best of.
Do they?
Well, it's better than the average show.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
How do you have sex with kids around?
It's a good question, Tom. I want to know how parents are doing it. How is it hard? I mean, when those first few years, I imagine that it's difficult because the kids are just, they need you. But my uncle said this when I was younger, and I always remember it. He said after he had his first child with his wife, you know, obviously a bit of sex to get that going, and you're trying a lot, so you're doing a lot of sex. He said after they conceived, he was able to just let go of sex for like a year. Like he didn't care.
Well, surely it's because your child just takes up so much of your time and you just love it so much and you just go, no, this is my priority.
In literally his words, and I was a younger man when he told me this, he said, I was freed from no longer being on the street, you know, walking down the street and going, looking at a girl and going, yes, I would. I'm keen for her. Yes, I like her. Yep, she's hot. No, I wouldn't. Which is a bit of a, you know, old school male way of doing stuff, but we're all men. You know what I mean? It freed him from that attitude of like, who would I want to bonk and who don't I want to bonk? To just being like, well, I'm done. I'm cool.
A dad.
I'm a dad now.
Yeah. 133353. How do you have sex with kids around? Give some advice to Ollie as he's definitely probably going to pop one out in the next year or so. Kevin, how do you have sex with kids around?
Mate, you put them in a room with a big screen TV, the PS4 and the Wi-Fi passcode, shut the door and they'll stay in there all night.
Bloody oath.
Is that you in the room or that's the kids?
That's the kids in the room, yes. Of course, there's the kids in the room. I'll be in another room. You know what I mean? Like, anyway.
Are you married, Kevin?
No, but I'm with a new girlfriend at the moment, so yeah.
Nice. And did the sex stop after you had kids?
No, never. No, it just got better, so.
Keep bonking, hey?
Yeah. Go for it. Yep. Go hard. Go hard or go home.
Go hard or go home. But you're already home, so.
All right, yeah. Cool.
Later, guys. Okay. Later, Kevin. G2G. Got to go.
Nick on 133353. We're giving some advice to Ollie here, who's probably going to be pregnant within the next year. How do you have sex with kids around?
Well, the worst thing is you don't want your kids walking in on you. So I have the perfect solution that we've tried many times and it works.
A leash.
You wedge, if you don't have a lock on your door, you get a thong, not the thong you wear on your ass, but the thong you wear on your foot.
Good.
If you wedge it under the door, they cannot open the door.
Really?
Yep, try it. You cannot open the door.
How many times have you used this trick, Nick?
Quite a few, but yeah.
Are you so confident with the trick that you would hear them grabbing at the thong on the door, but you'd keep having sex?
Yeah, pretty much. We're like, nah, can't open the door.
Nick, tell us, I mean, how many kids have you had?
Three.
And does it literally stop once you have kids? Like, what's the deal?
No, it plateaus for a really long time. Then it gets better again.
Okay.
How long is a long time?
Oh, I don't know. I really can't say. I've been with my husband for 26 years, so I don't know.
Okay. And is that plateauing just a mutual thing? You both offer it? Or do you think that one gender is more offered than the other?
I think it changes. Women want it more when they're older. Mm.
Okay.
And Nick, how long were you with your partner until you had a kid?
7 years.
Oh, that's... Hang on, how long have you been going out with Sarah for, Ollie?
Yeah, 7 years.
Oh, yeah, boom, there you go.
Sarah's family and friends are going to hear this and she's going to get texts saying we're having kids. It's not a thing. We're not having kids yet. So.
Yeah, 7 years.
Yeah, okay. Well, great. Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that. Thanks for your advice. My mate was seeing a girl.
Huh?
So it's so tired.
It's
such
just
an
fun.
It's like an uncle at a family event. Oh, when are you having kids? When are you get married?
133353. Give Ollie some advice. How do you have sex with kids around? This is the new one from Greta Van Fleet. It's called Highway Tune. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, it's new music for Triple M, Highway Tune, Greta Van Fleet. If you want to have a say on the music that we play, you can head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M club member. You're with Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
We're going to ask you to make it saucy very soon. Our producer, Belle, who is leaving us, it's her last show for tonight, has requested that people make it saucy to her.
Yes, and thanks for those goodbye brownies, Belle. They're very nice. Belle's special brownies. Very, very fun.
They are just delightful.
Too fun. Oh. Okay, now, you've asked for advice from me, Tom, on 133353. Get involved if you want to tell us how you manage to have sex with kids. It must be so difficult.
With kids around?
I don't need that advice about having sex with kids around. Because we haven't got kids. We're not racing to have children. It's not a thing.
Oh, really?
No.
It's just that before...
I've got a funny story.
Okay, you go then.
Oh, were you going somewhere? Because you were kind of just like fluffing around a bit. Go on. My story can wait.
I'm just saying that at 7 years, that's usually when people have kids.
Oh,
so
okay,
it's pretty fun.
Well, for you as well. For you equally.
Oh, I'm not in a 7-year relationship.
Oh, that's true, yeah. my friend, I won't name him, but he's seeing an older lady. He's seeing someone who has two kids. She's, you know, he's mid-20s. She's about 40. He said that this happened to him literally in the weekend. He went to her house and they're pretty fresh. It's very young. She likes the younger man. It's exciting. They're going for it in the bathroom while the kids are watching TV in the lounge room. They've closed the door.
Yeah.
And the kids go, "Mommy, where's Dom? Let's call him Dom. Where's Dom?" He's like, "Oh, Dom's just in the bathroom. Aren't you in the bathroom, Mommy?" "Oh, yeah, just helping out with my..."
What a lame story. Danelle on Twitter said, "As kids, my mum and dad had Saturday matinees. They used to lock us out of the house." Artie on 133353, "How do you have sex with kids around?"
Well, guys, you change your bedroom door handle to a round one, like a knob, and you Vaseline the outside handle with Vaseline. Kids don't have strength in their hand to actually hold on to a greasy handle. They never open it. You don't even have to lock it.
Are you doing pranks on your kid?
No, it just gives you a love life.
Nah, I get it, Artie. Next, you're putting bloody Glad wrap on the toilet, see? Oh, jeez.
So, but once you've Vaselined the knob, how do you stop the kids coming into the bedroom having sex?
Well...
You get it? You get it?
Yeah.
Because it's massive.
Yeah, we get it. You don't need to explain it, mate. You don't need to explain it. Up next, we'll ask you to make it saucy for our producer, Bell.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
All right, producer Belle, you're in here. This is like your final show. We've got like 25 minutes to go.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. And then we're off for 2 weeks on a holiday. And then we're off from a holiday from you for the rest of our lives.
It's just a holiday because I will be back.
Oh.
And we're all going to be back together in the future.
Hear that other station that producer Belle's going to? She's not there for long.
That's on the record.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Are you sure? Because that's what it sounds like.
No.
All right.
What did you mean?
I still love you. I'm just having time apart.
Just not enough.
All right. I can hear a hole being dug. All right, producer Belle, this is Naughty After 9. Tell us, what's your favorite Naughty After 9 thing?
I have one request, and it is this.
I'm not ready for that.
You can't point to Tom because he's never ready to play sounds.
Yeah. Are you ready now?
This is what I have to face every day, Belle. Yep. You're leaving.
I have one request, and it's this.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
Yeah, that's me.
That is you.
You still going to play that with me not here?
Absolutely.
I mean, of course we are. Hey, good challenge, though. Can you make you leaving us, leaving the team, sound sexy? Like, describe what you're doing, bailing on us, make it sound sexy.
Do I use innuendo?
No, you, like so the game is you speak in layman's terms, you speak literally about what you're doing, but you make it sexy. Yeah, so okay. Tom Farada.
I'm really sad about this, but it's time for me to spread my wings.
Oh, bad.
And go, can you not look at me while you do that?
Sorry, I'll look away.
And go on to bigger and better things, but still...
How big?
Quite big.
Okay, a phlegmy person doesn't sound sexy at all. 133353. We're going to ask you to make it saucy.
Clear your nose out first.
Anyone can participate in this right now. 133353. No matter what you're doing, give us a call and help us make it sexy, make it saucy for Belle's last show. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. Yeah, nice. Burning down the house live, talking heads, Triple M's, Tom and Ollie. Not long to go now. We're on a little bit of a break for 2 weeks. Just so you can hear the keys.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Have fun in Hawaii with the volcanoes, man. Should be good.
Yeah, that's a real issue. That's a real, real issue. Hey, producer Belle is leaving us for good.
Everyone's leaving. You're leaving. We're all leaving.
You're going to Thailand.
Yeah.
Have fun with that.
That's a holiday. Belle's leaving for good.
Have fun with the Tiger Balm.
The Tiger Balm, what's that?
I don't know. Is it made in Thailand? You know Tiger Balm? I feel like it's a Thai product.
The beer called Tiger?
Nah, Tiger Balm. It's like a... don't worry.
You can make anything sound sexy.
Make it saucy.
This is the thing. We put on a little sexy saxophone, and no matter what you're doing right now, you'll be able to make it saucy. 133353. Literally anyone can get involved. So just jump on the phone, have some fun with us on this wacky Wednesday night.
Or will you? I mean, it's not a guarantee. Some people fail, which is a shame. Mm. But it happens.
As always, one of us will play with someone on the phone, Ollie. Would you like to take Leanne for tonight?
I will. I'll take Leanne.
Oh, that's a weird phrase. Hang on. Would you like to... No, I can't say would you like to play with Leanne. Would you like...
I'll play with...
Would you...
I'll have...
Okay, I'm just going to hit the bed off. Okay.
Leanne?
Hello.
Good evening.
How are you going?
Well, Leanne, you know how this works. What are you doing?
Well, I'm driving home from a trivia night, and I've pulled over.
Were they asking some pretty deep questions?
Yeah, they weren't too bad.
Okay. General knowledge. No, I'm going to ask you, who's in the car with you? Anyone?
Well, someone you might remember and know.
Oh. Wow.
I have my daughter with me.
Oh, what have you been doing with Leanne and your daughter?
What's her name?
Alex.
You're the same mother-daughter we spoke to last week.
We might be.
What?
You guys are a couple of make it saucy fiends and regulars.
Leanne, what the hell are you doing?
You're making an event out of it.
Well, that was last night. So we thought we'd give it another go.
Oh, come back in the ring with your daughter. I've got to say, Leanne, you're pretty open with your daughter sexually, aren't you?
Well, I would say that, yeah, we are.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I could chat for hours about this.
Thank you very much for getting involved, Leanne. I'll have a go with Shelley. How about that, Ollie?
Yeah, you have a go with Shelley. You play with Shelley.
Hey, Shelley.
Hi. Oh. Well, I'm here. I'm in my car.
What are you doing?
And I'm rubbing my hand along this cylindrical, bumpy item in front of me.
Okay. Oh. What is the item?
Backwards and forward.
Okay, this is getting...
Up.
Yep.
Yes. Keep going.
What's the item?
The steering wheel. Well, that gives it away. But rubbing up and down, ripples. And then I reach out with my finger and I flick.
Yep.
And I'm assaulted by the stimulation of the rhythmic lights and movement.
You're really good at this.
Sorry, I can't keep it up.
No, that was great. Fantastic.
I feel dizzy.
Far out, Shelley.
Forrest Gump quote there. I feel dizzy.
Jeez. What a ribbed steering wheel indeed.
Yeah, ribbed for her pleasure, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like it. Ollie, why don't you have a go with Roy?
Oh, really? Why don't you go with Roy? And I was going...
Shush, just do it.
G'day, Roy.
How's it going, mate?
Or as I'd like to call you, Roy Boy.
Roy Boy?
Roy Toy Boy.
I wouldn't mind a bit of that.
What are you up to, Roy Toy Boy?
I'm just going to go buy some chocolate for my girlfriend. Oh. But you know what? When I get home, I don't want what's coming to me. I was just looking for a bit of meat.
You want a bit of meat, do you?
Yeah, I want a bit of meat. I want to go bananas on someone.
Oh, so much food all at once. Meat, bananas, and chocolate. What a combo.
Yeah. I eat so much, they call me the honey badger.
Okay. And what kind of chocolate have you got?
I got some San Churro milk chocolate.
Yum.
Not very sexy. Yeah.
Some of the ones that you pour.
Oh, you're going to pour it out. Are you pretty hot and steamy?
Yeah, that's the one, mate.
All right, I'm working hard for this now. Yeah, what's going on here?
Roy, you suck. Your poor girlfriend, you can't talk sexy at all. Oh, he's hung up.
Well, you were just abusing him, so you can't blame him.
Look, fair enough. Up next, I think it's time that we're going to say goodbye to our producer, Belle, for good.
Double song, though, surely.
Yeah. We'll double play. And then up next, we'll play all the highlights of our producer, Belle. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Don't have time for a double play, sorry. Come as you are, Nirvana. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We're the number one development show, and we've been working so hard that we just deserve a couple of weeks off, don't you think? Yes.
Well,
that's what I hear you saying. Yes, you do deserve time off, Tom and Ollie. And I go, thank you.
Most shows have 2 weeks off, like over the school holidays, and then mid-year, and then, you know, halfway through. We work pretty hard. I tried to say it. I can't say it.
No,
I can't even say it.
No, not at all.
But, we have to go overseas. So.
Yeah, we have to.
We have to go overseas.
We have to go. Producer Belle, you're in here because it's your last show with us. You've decided to chuff off somewhere else to a different station. And yeah,
chuff off indeed. Oh, look at me, I work at Triple J.
Oh, don't say it.
Triple J.
Oh, God, it's just so disgusting. I can't believe you're going to that station.
I'm so embarrassed that you guys keep saying that and keep making that sound effect. Can you please
it's insane,
not?
Isn't it? It's ridiculous.
We're going to record this that sound bite and, and this chat and send it to Triple J.
Yeah.
No, you're
Did
not.
Did you say that again? Oh, my God.
Stop it.
So gross, though. I just can't believe you're that much of a traitor. Look, let's save our niceties because I thought it was... You've been a big character of this show. We've got you on air a couple of times.
From Belle Spells.
From Belle Spells to that time that I pranked you and we all walked out of the studio and you were left with the panelling of it. That's the pressing of the buttons. You had to even, fire off an ad break and that kind of thing. Wow, so many radio terms in one little tiny bit. And they always say, don't say radio terms. You know what? I'm doing it. Because tonight, it's Belle's last show. She's had some great moments. Take a listen.
I don't know about you guys. I know that, Ollie, you've got the nickname Quickie Monster.
No, it's not.
But...
one time.
It's good.
I think good everyone chat. Needs to slow down and just take some time to just be with that person.
Yeah.
Go home and Google the vagina. Gentle and light. Way more effective than slapping and rubbing.
Slapping and tapping.
Beautiful.
And that is how to please women in the bedroom.
Belle, I'm outside. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, can you see that we have left the studio?
You're in charge now, mate.
Is this actually on air?
This is actually on air, Belle. You're freaking out, I can see. You're freaking out, mate. So, what I need you to do, I need you to go around to the panel, all right? This is what I need you to do. I need you to bring down hot key fader number one.
Is this actually happening?
Yes, this is actually happening. Bring down hot key fader one, all right? Have you done that?
Hot key fader, yep.
And then just hit play next. Go.
Tom and Ollie.
Yes!
On Triple M.
Know that you guys mean a lot to me and this show does as well. I do feel like I've broken up with you guys and it was pretty awful telling you.
Good luck, but good riddance because we'll be stronger without you.
Tell everyone that you have cried.
Oh, I did cry.
I cried.
I cried.
See you later. I'm out.
That's Belle's best gag, surely.
That's her best gag ever.
See you later.
That's very good.
Reference to obviously Belle. You spelling the naughty C-U-N word.
I didn't. I spelt circumference.
Belle, it is a sad time. on Facebook, we posted a couple of, it was a video montage of your best bits. Check it out at Tom and Ollie. But people are saying, India said, who's going to keep Tom and Ollie in line now? Chris said, saddest day in radio history. And then Jason said, Belle's a traitor, F her off. mixed bag
true.
Results.
That's true. I am trading you guys for a little.
You are.
Well, Producer Belle, you have literally been the hardest working person on this team, and I think Fallout Boy said it best when it's thanks for the memories. If this thing
thanks for the memories, isn't it?
Is this really what you're playing for me leaving?
Yeah, this is what we're going to play for you leaving.
This is what you've chosen.
Yeah,
I am insulted.
Great song.
It's really good. Listen to it.
One night and one more time. Thanks for the memories. Even if they weren't so great. Me tastes like you, only sweeter.
Oh, that's like great. You're only sweeter. That's weird.
Producer Belle, thank you so much for all the great times.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to do great stuff. You're only young. You're only 19. You finished school last year. And you've got a huge future ahead of you. And God bless you. And maybe you find God in your life because that could help you out. But honestly, good on you. And good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you. Malcolm Turnbull.
Thank you.
We appreciate all your work and you can do great stuff. And that's enough.
Yeah.
And sincerities.
And Producer Belle, of course, we're off for 2 weeks. So we won't be around next week. There'll be a best of. But do you have any last words? Do you have any last words?
See you later, mate. I knew you were going to do it.
On Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.